And there it is, folks. God bless Eric the Tech. My goodness, wonderful open. Folks, welcome to the Hagmann Report. It is Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. And I am so lucky to have on board with me a man who is probably one of the most intelligent people I know. And that's Kirk Finney, riding shotgun with me. And we've got a lot to cover, a lot of things to get into. And I've got to say this. He knows exactly what's going on. He is so in tune with current events. I compare him. I would put him on par with Mike Benz and people like that. So I appreciate him coming on with me. Before I get to into the programming, I do want to just thank our the people in the chat. Thank you so very much. God bless you. Thanks for signing up for a Rumble account. Thank you so much for participating as well as supporting this broadcast as well as chuckdefense.com/Hagmann. Look, we've partnered up with them. chuckdefense.com/Hagmann. Go there now. And if you've ever wondered, you wonder no more what happened to Chuck Norris. I saw a video that he made, and I'm sure you have as well. And I was absolutely surprised. The guy's in his 80s, 84 to be exact, and kicking behinds all over the place, working out and staying active. And what's even more shocking is that he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. That's what I like. And he did this by making just one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. I used to laugh when I was in my 30s, you know, saying, oh boy, if I won't live to be 50. But boy, yeah, I'll tell you what. If you're young and listening to this, take care of yourself and follow his advice as well. His wife started doing the same thing he's doing, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, and she's got energy all day. So he made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagmann or just clicking the link below this video. It's going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagmann, and click on the link in the description box below to watch the video now. You're not going to believe that how simple it is. And again, he's 84 years old and doing things that most 50-year-olds aren't doing. And, you know, I want to thank as well, again, the supporter of this broadcast and part of the show, a good part of the show, and that's Kirk Finney, again, his riding shotgun with me, water-revolution.com. That's water-revolution.com. Folks, one of the things that I don't like to drink, I like to drink a lot of things, coffee and some other things, but water's not one of them until you taste this, what comes out of your tap. It is, I don't know what magic occurs in these things, but water-revolution.com. You've got to check this out. And his systems are fantastic. Plus he's a smart guy, him and his wife, smart people. And I appreciate them immensely. So visit water-revolution.com. Well, you still can, you know, while we can still make choices. So the real quick before I bring him on. That's good. I got yesterday's show notes. That's pretty good. In case you haven't been paying attention to the news, obviously Steve Bannon was released from prison at 3 o'clock this morning from FCI Danbury. And I do remember being up there one time as a visitor. No, easy now. And I'll tell you what, it's no club. And I had to do an interview on something that I had done, and this is like in the 90s, I believe. But I'll tell you, it's no fun. But he emerged after 4 months being a political prisoner. And if he didn't catch his news conference, we do have a piece of that conference built into this, and we can hit that later. It's just a short bit. And he was great on the program. He looked good. He lost some weight. And he's again, for being a political prisoner, which we're all going to be if it goes sideways. That's, you have to pay attention. And don't lose sight as well of the international component to this. Russia is making major moves signaling nuclear war. You know, you want nuclear war, you idiots out there. Seriously, if you are thinking of voting for Harris, or if you're voting for Harris, or if you voted for Harris, okay, I cannot even possibly describe what a stupid person you are. Okay, you are an ignorant fool. because you're voting for your own demise. If you think you're going to have a seat at that table anywhere, you're out of touch. Now we're seeing in Pennsylvania, real quick today, we're seeing in Pennsylvania a lot of stuff going on. Places are being closed before the 5 o'clock deadline or whatever the deadline might be early by Pennsylvania stormtroopers. And if you're part of this, okay, and you're a cop and you are a part of this and you are following these orders, then shame on you. Okay. Look, I back the blue 100%, but this is bullshit. And I'm not going to apologize for anything. What's happening in Pennsylvania is happening in other states, but man, even more prolific in Pennsylvania, and it's a disgrace. And before I bring Kirk on, and he can comment on this, just in one instance, not only are they stopping, okay, the early voting process, which today was the early voting. And by the way, yesterday, I apologize. I think I might have screwed something up because my head exploded. I had brain tissue on my monitor. It seeped into the keyboard, and that's probably what happened last night. But let me tell you something. They're not only stopping the early vote here. And again, today's the last day. So now those of us who did not vote early, 88%, only 12% of Republicans voted early. 88% have not. And that's in some parts, that's not for lack of trying. But here's the deal. And I'll explain the last night comment in case anyone didn't catch it real quick. I got a call. And because I'm scheduled to be a poll challenger as well as a poll watcher, sometimes I don't make that distinction clear, but being a challenger, they said, no, you're gonna have to stand behind glass and see so many feet away. And I said, bullshit. That's not, no, you're not gonna tell me that. And he said, no, you've got it. I said, no, you can't tell me that. And that's how I entered the show yesterday. I was over the moon, hacked off, because I'm not gonna do that. You're going to have to, I told the guy, I said, you're going to have to call the cops, carry me out, whatever, but you will not stop me from going where I need to go to be an effective poll challenger. Okay. But here in Pennsylvania, let's make it a little bit worse. Okay. Because you have these fake poll, what do they call them? Poll or vote protectors. Yeah, that's what their badges say. The lanyard thing. But here is, in one case, not only are they stopping the early voting way early, but they're guiding foreigners right past American citizens who are waiting in line so they can vote. Watch this. It's under a minute. This is cut one, and then Kirk Finney's coming on with me, and we're going to have just a rock and roll time. But watch this, and be prepared to be pissed. Here it is.
No, they had these people, they had about 12 of them walked in, they were all foreigners, and then they took them up, these younger people helped them to fill out, they say vote PA today,
yep.
And then
vote
they took
today,
them up,
PA. Yep.
And somehow they beat a 2-hour line, and then they walked
build
up,
the
and
wall.
The one lady, they were even asking her, they're like, we don't have you in the system, your name's not right, and they're like, oh, well, we'll take it back and change it.
Yeah.
How do you change your damn name?
Exactly, yeah. Well, getting up
And there they go, right there. See, they're being guided in there. None of them can speak English. None of them have assimilated. They're all illegals, and they're being given the red carpet treatment. Now, tell me that doesn't piss you off. If it doesn't piss you off, then stop watching right now. All right, you can cut that crap. But you know what? Here's the other thing. Why aren't people outraged there? They're filming, but they're not saying, wait a second. Hold on a minute. No, this ain't happening. You're going in front of me? Bullshit. Get out. First of all, get out. But people need to respond to this. Oh, my, to bring a measure of, I guess, a measure of class to the show, Kirk Finney, water-revolution.com. Kirk, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks a lot, Doug. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate it so much. So where was that filming taking place? Was that Pennsylvania?
That was Pennsylvania. And that, I believe, I could be wrong, either Delaware or Bucks County. I'm not sure. But it was in the social media post. But it's happening all across Pennsylvania, which is just crazy. The stopping of the polls or the stopping of the voting early. The several counties, and then you had the Erie County Courthouse, my county, what a cluster that was. Okay, you cannot believe, and we're supposed to like feel sorry for these people. Oh, it's a grueling process. Oh, what? Your first time out? I mean, seriously? Yeah, I'm talking about the election workers. I have no sympathy for these people, but sorry, long answer to a short question.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, the law of self-accountability is almost totally gone, you know, from our culture. Right. And that's the driving force. I mean, if you understand, you know, where we're at in this country, how we got to where we are, it's because people were responsible for their own actions and their own self. And back when the revolution was fought, you know, in the 1700s, we always learned, you know, not only did they pledge their loyalty and their fervorance, but they also pledged all their wealth, and most of them lost it all. And this was chiefly done by people that knew if they needed to, or if they lived to do it, they could go out and recreate it, because they acquired the skills along the way to create a self-fulfilling lifestyle, which is what many of us that are entrepreneurs do. And meanwhile, the bulk of the population are either working for somebody else, or in my case, in this county, many are working or earning directly from the government. And if not for that, they would have no subsistence. So what do you expect these people to do? And that's why the American Revolution was fought initially by less than 2% of the population. You know, when Paul Revere ran through the streets on his horse, you know, saying the British are coming, 9 out of 10 people rolled over and went back to bed and said, so what? So I think, you know, history has a way of recreating itself. You know, what happens now is the communication is so much tighter and so much cleaner that people that are absolute idiots with no experience that have never even gotten one vote, you know, in this election can actually be, you know, the master debater candidate like we see with Kamala. And, you know, think about that. I mean, here she is, never had a vote for anybody in this position. You know, got some votes, I guess, if you could ride along with Biden, you know, as the VP, which quite frankly doesn't mean much. Did nothing in office, acquired no skills, demonstrated absolutely no leadership, and stands up there and 8 out of 10 words that come out of her mouth are absolute lies. And not only that, she's so stupid that she can't even perform on cue correctly. And anybody with any discernment can see that right away. The trouble is we've got probably 20 or 30% of the population that literally have no discernment. They're run by their emotions, or they're run and controlled by their fear of losing, you know, the retirement or the stipend that they have now, you know, in their retirement years, which is the case for many of my relatives. It makes me sick to think about it, but I certainly understand the problem. I mean, if you're making, you know, $10,000 or $12,000 a month, you know, as a state retirement, and you have no other prospects and no other skills, you don't want to give that up, because it means, you know, you'll die. You'll have to, you know, I don't know, you know, live in a micro apartment or whatever those people do.
Exactly. Okay. So to your point, I mean, we've seen a lot of weird things here lately, and I understand that the history of the civil or the, Revolutionary War, you know,
well, war. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Precisely. Yes. But why, I guess, why even, are we even seeing over 1% of the population doing anything of substance against this takeover?
I think so. I think you've got the masses, you know, of the resistance, you know, the war room posse, so to speak, that's kind of right now in the shadows. You know, why stick your head up? Why become the high nail, you know, to get slammed with the hammer? You know, lay low until the time comes and then come out swinging. And that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to push and they're going to push. And all these actions that they're taking, it's like, you know, they have their chest out and it's like, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And, you know, things seem calm now, but as the tide turns, as the momentum shifts, this is all going to change. And that's one of the reasons that we preach, you know, preparedness is so important, because, you know, our economy and our world here in the U.S. runs on transportation and it runs on credit. If there's no credit, if the banks shut down, if you're unable to pay with credit cards and make transactions, which I fully expect to happen at some point, when that happens, this is going to shut down. And you know, we think, oh, you know, the police are going to come save us. Most of the police are going to stay home to protect and take care of their family, I would guess. I mean, I'm not an expert on it, but I would think, knowing human nature as I do, that's what's going to happen. So, you know, you have to take care of yourself. You have to, and I'm talking to the, you know, I'm preaching to the choir right now, because I know everybody that's on this line pretty much thinks along the way that we do. But folks, time is running short. I mean, I can feel with every bone in my body that we're about to enter, you know, some tumultuous times, and we just need to get prepared. I mean, we've all worked hard. I know we've, most of us have talked to family and friends. We've got signs out. We're doing everything we can, you know, to push the early vote. I know here in North Carolina, and I know for sure also in Georgia, the early vote has been record breaking. I don't know about, you mentioned 12%, I think, in PA. That may be the case here too. I don't know, but I know that records have been broken. And I can tell you from the time that Kathy and I went to the polls, you know, a few days ago for early voting here in North Carolina, I think it's going to be a big Trump landslide. I mean, I think despite the cheating and the curves and all of what we saw, you know, especially, you know, what Mike Lindell, you know, so eloquently illustrated with his folks, you know, in his shows, I just think, I mean, they're going to try maybe all those things again, but it seems to me like they're preparing for the Kamala loss and have started now to instigate what they're calling the resistance, you know, the Nazi, which is just right. Absolutely crazy. I mean, anybody, and the fact that they would mention Madison Square Garden as a former Nazi rally point, I mean, give me a break. That was 80 years ago. It's a freaking building, for God's sakes. And I doubt the Nazis had 100,000 people there, you know, 20-something inside, 70-something outside. I doubt that happened for the Nazi rally. What do you think?
Well, you know, with some of the overhead shots, it's hard to have a Nazi rally when you've got so many Jews, you know, the caps that they wear.
Yeah, of course.
And the Israeli stupidity. Flags. But this is important because to what you just spoke about in video 6 in today's show notes, and folks, go to HagmanPI.com for the show notes. And also, folks, please, I would urge you, if you're listening to this by way of podcast or Global Star Satellite, I would urge you to create an account at Rumble. It's free, and then follow us and give us a thumbs up if you so desire. But to your point, what you were saying, Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, came out and said that this whole thing, you know, had shades of 1939, colored it as a Nazi event. This is video 6. When pressed, he said, "No, I stand by these comments." This is cut 6. It's 22 seconds. If you want to play that, Eric the Tech, thank you, sir.
You said over the weekend, referring to it, there's a direct parallel to a big rally that happened in the mid-1930s at Madison Square Garden.
Well, look,
you were comparing that rally to a Nazi rally?
Look, I'm comparing it to the hate that came out of this, and I think they confirmed that.
You stand by that comparison, though, to a Nazi rally?
Look, the rally, you saw it for yourself. I'll let the American public make the decision of what they saw.
What about you, though?
So I know what I saw, and I'll just leave it at that.
Weaselly answer. Kirk,
yeah,
I
word,
mean...
word salad, you know, the master...
Exactly, you know, exactly. But that was something indeed. And, you know, Raheem Kassam came out too and, saying you cannot have a governing party in America that calls most of America, America Nazis. This is just over the top. And I believe, having read Jack Posobiec's book, good friend of mine, and, perfect book, I'll tell you, in terms of the content, this is the media, the left stream media, is left wing media. The leftists have caused these assassination attempts, and they're creating a violent atmosphere. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. And again, they're building for the resistance that they know they're going to have to enact. I mean, that's how I read this. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense any other way. If they were confident in the win, I don't think they would go down this road. I don't think they would feel that they would need to. And I love how they, you know, keep bringing up the, what is it they say that he's the, when Trump gets elected, he's got this list of people that he's going to go after and the supposed enemies, you know, from within and this whole thing. I mean, they're the enemies from within. You know, this is just basic spotlighting 101, you know, shining your spotlight on someone else, trying to claim that their problem isn't your problem when you're the one that started it, or, you know, the problem reaction solution. You know, we're going to create a problem knowing that there's going to be a reaction and then we can offer a solution. I mean, this is just psychology 101 to anybody with an education. But I have to believe that other than the, you know, suburbanite, you know, cat ladies, I don't think there's many, you know, folks out there that buy into this crap. I think it's just garbage. And as far as Waltz is concerned, I mean, this guy, my God, I mean, they couldn't find anybody better than this guy. I mean, I didn't realize it was a horse, you know, in the next one. Give me a break. I mean, the whole thing is just so stupid. You have to laugh at it. It's like a movie.
Oh, gosh. I'll tell you what. Yeah, it blows my mind. It just blows my mind to think about this. And I know that there's a lot of problems in the Biden-Harris camp, and but to pick Tim Walz, a guy that put tampons in boys' bathrooms, among other things. And you mentioned a horse. I'm not going to go there, but oh my gosh, you know, you got to it's just mind blowing. But okay, so now we are 7 days today. Obviously, is Tuesday, October 29th. 7 days from now, the Americans and perhaps a lot of illegals that shouldn't be voicing their vote forward are going to be voting. What do you think the outcome is going to be? I mean, give me some scenarios as to like what you feel, like, because in my gut, man, my guts are twisted up here. I'd like to think we're ahead, but I don't want to think that way. I'd like to think, when I say we, I'm talking about the freedom, the Trump, Vance ticket. I'd like to think we're ahead, and I like to think the down ballots are ahead, but I'm not going to.
We're definitely ahead. I mean, everything's ahead. I mean, I think it's a 70-30 swing, you know, maybe higher. The question is, you know, how are the votes going to turn out? You know, you mentioned the illegals that can't even speak English that are being, you know, ushered in, you know, through the polling places. I mean, this is going on everywhere. I mean, the Supreme Court, right? Today, there were two or three, you know, negative findings, you know, about the different, all of the, you know, now, what state is it? It's Virginia, right? They wanted to remove the illegal aliens off the ballots. These are people, I think, that said they were not citizens. And they're forced now to keep them. I don't think it's many. What was it, like 15,000? And that's the other thing. How in the world? Listen, I was never a math major. I mean, my sister was an absolute genius at math and, you know, an ultimate, you know, high school, you know, really a professional level in math. But, you know, I did pay attention, you know, at percentages and probability because we use these things in business. And, you know, what's the chances that on a field of 250 million people, there's going to be a 50-50 election on anything. I don't care what it is, on anything. It's impossible. So this whole rhetoric and script about, oh, this is the closest, you know, it's 59, you know, it's 51-49, you know, 48-51 here. Oh, but, you know, it's in the margin of error. I mean, I don't believe any of that is true because I don't believe it's statutorily possible.
Now, that's an interesting idea, because I do believe the polls I don't believe in polls anyway. Maybe exit polls, kind of, sort of, but you know, I don't believe in
exit polls. I can see, but the polls up front, I mean, are you answering? Are you going to take a polling call? Do you respond to the texts that you get? I know I don't. I don't know a single person that does. So whoever's responding, again, you know, maybe they don't have a whole lot going on in their life, so I could see, you know, it being skewed. I mean, then it makes sense, right? But who that's a working entrepreneur, business person, or anybody that's thinking like we do, that's preparing, that's busy, which of us is going to answer these polls? None of us are.
No, I can barely answer my normal texts and phone calls and emails. It's just, and I know you work like 24. I mean, you're one of the hardest working guys I know. So, no, I get it. And the fact is, I don't know of anyone personally who's been polled either. So,
no,
you know, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, where are they getting these people from? I guess did I freeze up there?
I don't know. From the list. Okay. You know, they're really not answering the questions, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, let's
keep
it simple, right? Probably most of them probably aren't even, you know, polling anybody. They just come out with this propaganda.
But that, you make a great point here with respect to the fact that 50-50 or being so close, because what I'm seeing, and how can you say about it being close when you look at the difference in crowd size, look at the energy, look at the momentum.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, you think Kamala or, you know, communist McKnee pads can fill Madison Square Garden and still have half of the or more than twice the number of people outside? I don't think so.
No, but, and we've all seen the reports that a lot of these people are paid, you know, to go from one event to the next event. You know, a lot of these Kamala folks. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but I looking at the crowd, you know, and the family, listen, we all know how to read people. You know, you get to be 65. You've dealt with a lot of people in business. You've made your life, you know, based on dealing with people. You can look at the faces of people and kind of get a signal and read, you know, what these people are about. And it's not good. I mean, when you look at that crowd of people, it's not good.
Well, okay. So, look, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but you know what's going on. I mean, you've got your ear to the ground. You've got your people you talk to. You think this will be called on election night this year?
I think there's so much momentum for Trump that they may not be able to disguise it. And if we start to see things happen early, you know, in Florida and then Georgia and God forbid, you know, Pennsylvania, you know, swings our way, we see all this happening. I think that'll be a signal that that it's really game over. I think.
Okay.
And as long as we take one of the Rust Belt, you know, states, which I think we will also.
You know,
did you
Michigan
see that clip with
good.
Kamala and Whitmer at the bar?
Oh, yes. In fact, do we have that in the show prep? Yes.
Do you think Whitmer's really a lady or think something's going on there? I got to tell you, Doug, I'm sorry, but I mean, my antenna, when I saw the size difference, it was like, you know, it's like when Michelle walks out on the stage, my antennas were up. I don't know about you.
Nothing
we don't have to
would
go down there.
Me.
I know it's a personal.
But no, that's a valid question.
This is a late night show now, so, you know.
Yeah, get the kids out of the room on the
West
Coast. It's
like Gutfeld on Rumble.
There you go. Yeah, no, you know, nothing would surprise me. Look, I think, first of all, that bar scene, that was all scripted. There were mics overhead when they sat
right.
down.
Yeah, right. Come on. Or they really are stupid, as we think. You know,
that too. That's possible. But my goodness, and she didn't even take a sip. McKnee pads didn't even take a sip of her beer. They're all fake. I mean, they're all absolutely fake. As a matter of fact, Dan Bongino today kind of really got into how the media is really carrying the water, carrying the weight, and throwing back for the left. And it was just an absolutely critical piece of it was really an amazing show with Dan Bongino about how he really, I mean, he lit up the media. But okay, so but we can get to that. But so let's say it is announced, again, speculation, it's announced Tuesday on the 5th, the decisive winner. Let's say it's Donald Trump or regardless. So well, let's speculate here a little bit. What happens next? If it is President Trump, what happens next?
I think the opposition, you know, lets out the hounds.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I think. I think you'll see. You know, they'll bring out that lady that screamed, you know, with the hat on, the ugly one. You know, they'll bring out all the tricks. They'll activate the, you know, the Venezuelan gang and all this business. You know, that stuff is not an accident. I mean, you know, what is it? Is it 15 million known criminals that are in the U.S.? Is it 15,000? What 50,000? What was the number they keep bringing up?
I think 13,099 okay. known murderers.
Okay.
And I think there was, I think Center for Immigration Studies or FAIR, I'm not sure which one, put the total number of illegals just north of 30 million in total.
Right.
And I think 24 million since January of 2021.
My God. And what about the male, you know, military trained, you know, suspected people that came in? That's got to be another couple of hundred thousand, right? At least
you ready for this? Okay. The information I received, and again, this is talking with people that know the numbers, that know how to crunch the numbers. 1.2 million of military age males in this country.
Yeah, what if it's only 120,000?
Well,
it's half the U.S. military, isn't it? In Congress?
Yeah, it's bigger than the standing army of the United States.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so I believe, yeah, and I think you're right. I think they would absolutely go after the people because they hate us. I mean, the media and the left, they hate us. And but with respect to President Trump, if we don't take the House, and this is why I mentioned down ballot votes, I don't know if you've seen this, Kirk. I'm sure you have because, like I said, you're very well read and extremely smart, intelligent man. Let's see here. In the interest of time, let's go to video number 5, Eric the Tech. This is Mike Davis. Well, there's actually two that hang on, Eric. Let's go with the video 2. I don't know if you can get to that second video or the second post. It's a video. It's a minute 15. Eric the Tech, were you able to do that? In video 2. Thank you. Eric the Tech, always at the ready. Thank you. Let's play this. It's a minute 15. This is Jamie Raskin. Now, this was, I think, in August, maybe July, August, or September of this year. These are his plans if Donald Trump is elected. And folks in the chat, I don't know if you've seen this already. Just watch this. Here it is.
On the side of the freedoms and equality of the American people, but the court is not going to save us. And so that means the only thing that really works is people in motion amending the Constitution. But again, it's necessary, but it's not sufficient because what can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the 9 justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that back to life, even as we're continuing to amend the Constitution, as Professor Hassan has invited us to do.
So, Kirk, this is another scenario. Jamie Raskin saying, okay, now it was part of the unselect committee, part of the people that put Bannon and Navarro in prison. But here he is saying, okay, we can, despite President Trump not being labeled or being not being labeled an insurrectionist or titled that way, we will invoke Section 3 of the 14th Amendment and refuse to certify him on the date of certification in January. Your thoughts on that?
What are the grounds?
Well, the grounds are that he is unfit for office based on the fact that he is an insurrectionist by virtue of Article 14, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which is a Civil War thing that applied to the Confederate.
Based on what happened on January 6th?
Correct.
Was an insurrection?
Yeah. Well, they're saying that President Trump is an insurrectionist. Very important words here. That even though he was actually declared not to be by the Supreme Court, the Congress will declare him guilty of insurrection, invoke Section 3 of Article 14 of the U.S. Constitution, and refuse to certify him.
Wouldn't they have to get Republicans to sign off on that?
They would have to have a majority. I'm not sure if it's 2/3 or just a simple majority.
Well, they could possibly win if it was 2/3. But even with a simple majority, they would likely need, because I think the Republicans will have the majority after the election, unless I'm missing something. I mean, I think the odds are that we will.
Okay. Well, I mean, Raskin is really toying with civil war. I mean, he admits that. He said, look, you know, we're going to need bodyguards. I don't think...
You're damn right.
I don't think bodyguards are going to help. He better be in a... He better be on Mars.
Didn't he read Matt Bracken's books?
Exactly.
The Enemies trilogy. I mean, damn right they're going to need bodyguards if they try to monkey with that. What about the peaceful transference of leadership? It doesn't matter here.
Well, that only applies if they win. Okay, it doesn't apply to President Trump. It doesn't apply to us.
I see. Right. Yeah.
We all, I guarantee, and I cite back to Dan Bongino's show today where he, and I don't know what part, but he said, look, if this is so serious, if the left wins, this show won't be in existence. We're all going to be political prisoners. They're coming after all of us.
Sure.
And I don't know, in the chat, do you think, simple yes or no, do you think the average person, I don't know, do you think people around you, the people you talk to, do you think they realize that they're coming for all of us if Harris wins? I'm just curious. And you can post your yes or no in the chat. But, I mean, that's the bottom line, right? They will come for all of us.
Those that are targets or enough of them to scare many of the others, I would think.
They're going after the so-called influencers. And I don't really like that term, but okay, we'll go with that. The people
as opposed to what they do, every day on TV.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy, but this is what Raskin wants to do, and he's attempting to garner support, and has a couple of people on the side refuse to certify.
I'm sure.
There's that, and then in the meantime, in this interim too, I think that Congress as well as the executive branch, they're doing a lot to hamstring President Trump's second term. And if we don't get the House, at least, and the Senate, I really think it's going to be a hobbled second term for President Trump, third win second term. That's just my view, But
I just wish we had stronger leadership, in the House and the Senate. I think a lot of it's going to come down to that. What we saw in President Trump's first term.
Right. Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell, is going to be stepping down from his majority position. And that seat is going to open up to voting within the Senate to elect a majority leader. And there's a call now. I know Laura Loomer, Laura Logan are talking about we need an open vote to see who the rhinos really are. And she mentioned Thune and some other people, cozying up to Trump, but they're rhinos. But anyway, all of this really is going to be a tumultuous, I believe, period of time between now and the inauguration day.
Oh, no question. I agree completely.
Now, what are your thoughts internationally? Because I know that, like I said, you're well-read, you're well-informed. And I really appreciate you. And by the way, folks, if you haven't done so already, water-revolution.com. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com, as well as we have a banner for him. I'm telling you, incredible stuff, incredible water treatment system that you will be drinking water. But I never thought, let me tell you something. I never really drank water. It's certainly not bottled water, but this is like, I don't know. I don't know what he does to this. What happens here, but I can tell you it's almost addictive. But okay. So I apologize for, I lost my train of thought there, but, you're looking at a couple of things potentially taking, the international part of this. What do you think is going to happen internationally? From now forward, do you think that somebody's going to make a jump because they're afraid of President Trump coming in, or make a jump to disrupt things? Or what are your thoughts on the international scene?
I think that if Kamala wins the election and is seated, you'll see an increase, in the wars. I think they're pushing for that. I think they realize that one of the ways to revive the economy is to really kick up the military industrial complex. And they'll do that, which is what they've proven to, the establishment has done that for the past 60, 70 years. So I think they'll go back to that. I think that's what they'll do. And I think if Trump is elected and seated, that it'll ratchet back and it'll go back like it was, you know, when he was elected in 2016.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it's just as simple as that. I don't think these wars are of their own volition. I think they're instigated and prompted, you know, as a wag the dog, you know, kind of scenario, as opposed to the other way around. I don't think there's any justification for it. I think it gets prompted and pushed into play because the governments involved want it to be. That's what I think. I don't think it just happens. I think it happens because of, you know, attitudes and actions or lack of actions. I don't think Russia, you know, wanted to invade Ukraine. I think they did it as a last step measure to the, you know, intrusion, you know, into their lands, you know, below the Donbass. And they didn't have a choice. They kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And even with that, I don't think that Putin would have gone in if Trump was president, because I think the whole thing would have been handled differently.
100% agree with you on that. I think our enemies can sense the weakness and can sense the fact that we don't have, you got a potato, you got a vegetable in the White House, and, you know, McKnee pads, cackling McKnee pads, so ineffective. It's mind blowing. So they're having their way with us on their own, with their own issues. So I agree 100%. So I do see a postponement of further wars with a President Trump presidency. I do believe that'll take place. And by the way, I don't see any foreign influence. We were warned here. I don't know whether you saw this. We can, let's see here, if I pulled this up. This came out, and I want to get your thoughts on this, because there's some pre-programming here. Let's see here. There was some pre-programming here. This is cut for Eric the Tech, Election Day threat. Now, this kind of fits into all of everything we're talking about. They're programming us, I believe, folks, and Kirk, I really think they're programming us to expect violence. And notice it's the same players. It's always, Kirk, you said the military-industrial complex, the IC, the intelligence community. I mean, I believe this to be the case, but this is under 2 minutes, but it's so important for people to really see how people are being programmed to deal with Election Day violence. There's a threat, and to me, they're telegraphing they're going to pull something, and this is cut four. And Kirk, after the video, you tell me what you think. Go ahead, sir.
Intelligence agencies are warning of threats of violence in the upcoming election. In a joint intelligence bulletin, agents from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are warning law enforcement agencies that domestic violent extremists are seeking to terrorize and disrupt the vote. Let's get more now from NBC's Ken Delanian. What more can you tell us about this warning, Ken?
Good morning, Anna. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are warning in this new intelligence bulletin of the heightened risk of lone wolf attacks by domestic extremists motivated by election-related conspiracy theories, including beliefs in widespread voter fraud and their hatred of their political opponents. This will surprise no one who's been paying attention, but it's significant that these agencies are putting this out to local law enforcement a week before the election. The new unclassified bulletin says the goal of these attacks would be to terrorize and disrupt the vote. And to be clear, this document does not describe intelligence about any specific threat. It talks about a general atmosphere of anger and misinformation that could prompt unstable people to engage in threats or violence. And of course, we've already seen that in recent weeks with a series of arrests for election threats, including a man in Philadelphia who allegedly threatened to skin election workers alive. And remember last week, police in Phoenix arrested a person in connection with a mailbox fire that damaged around 20 ballots. The report identified potential targets of violence to include candidates, elected officials, election workers, members of the media, and judges involved in election cases. The potential threats include physical attacks and violence at polling places, ballot drop boxes, voter registration locations, and rallies and campaign events. And of course, Anna, the report doesn't say this, but it's obvious that a lot of these extremists are driven by years of lies about the election, 2020 election, by Donald Trump and his allies.
A very, very important warning.
BS. It's not lies by Donald Trump. It's lies by the mainstream media. Your thoughts, Kirk, on this?
Yeah, I think he's spot on. I think that that's the tact, you know, that they're taking, you know, for sure.
Okay.
And, you know, we've seen that all along. I mean, he just kind of eloquently explained exactly what their plan, you know, is going to be. You know, yeah, we're clamping down. We're instituting, you know, spotted martial law, you know, in certain areas because we have to, because these crazy Trump supporters are not accepting the fact that, you know, the election, you know, swung for Kamala, or, you know, they'll instigate it through some other means. I mean, I don't know whether they're going to let, you know, I don't know whether they're going to force Kamala to win or whether they're going to let Trump win, honestly. And then I don't know. And I don't think they know. I guess it maybe depends on how the results come in or what the numbers are. They can probably only push, you know, and pull shenanigans so far. And after that, they can't. I mean, if we start to see, excuse me, what we saw, you know, in 2020, you know, that same kind of mechanism, you know, where they say, oh, you know, they're shut down for 2 hours. There's been a leak, you know, the pizza boxes, you know, go up on the glass walls. We start to see this stuff. And I don't think the people will accept it this time. And I think there will be breakout violence.
Yeah, I do. I as much as I don't want to really confront that whole scenario in my mind.
Sure.
I don't know how that can be avoided. Do you think that once we cross that Rubicon, and truly, you know, this river Rubicon, I don't think there's any going back after this, because the blowback, I mean, the fight that will ensue is got to be to the death. I mean, we're either going to destroy the mechanism, as you put it, the infrastructure, or we are going to be forever suffer the consequences, and even worse, sentence our children and grandchildren to those consequences as well for our inaction. I mean, but boy, you're 100% right.
I can tell you that I've never felt more uncomfortable or have been more pissed off, you know, than I am now. I mean, just seeing what they're saying and how they're saying it is really making me very, very angry. And I'm sure it is for a lot of other folks that are out there. And, you know, I think what needs to happen is these people need to be flushed out and rolled up. And you know, that's just what needs to happen. And, you know, I'm with you. I don't know how that can be done peacefully. I don't think it can be. And I just don't know. You know, it's a careful line of those that know the truth and those that are willing to put all at risk, you know, for the truth. You know, there's a big separation there.
You know, I'm watching the chat, and I'm seeing some people. Pre-printed ballots and bins waiting to go. Yeah, I believe that. I'm looking at the different comments, and I'm seeing this. You know, it's going to be kind of the same tactics attempted as they did in 2020. Whether or not that's going to fly, I don't know, because again, I'm certainly not going to put up with having to stand outside of on the other side of a glass. I'm not leaving until the counting's done.
Okay, are you going to be in Erie? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, that's the plan. I'm not so sure after yesterday they're going to let me do that.
I see.
But that's the plan.
Do they want you back away from where everything was happening, or what do they want?
Yeah, the rules, and I have to. I had to cool down all day, to be honest with you, because I spoke with the. It was actually a Republican manager. And I'm not even sure the terminology, but the rules are you've got to stand behind this like a glass partition. Okay. So after I heard that, all I heard then was like white noise in my brain, and I said, no. How do you expect a poll, you know, a challenger or what to do their job? If that's the case, if I can't see what's going on, and I'm not talking about in their face, I'm talking about just a reasonable situation. He said, no, the challengers are going to have to stay behind glass and watch, you know, from that position. And man, I went off on this guy. Okay.
I just don't understand how, you know, you fill out the voting ticket, you know, like we do, you know, with a pencil or a pen, and then you feed it into a machine and you don't even get a receipt. You have no record whatsoever of your vote. How is that even possible?
Again, you know, they made it that way.
It's ridiculous.
And Exactly. It's one of the, I guess that's one of the benefits of the machines, you know, trust the machines, trust the science, right? Safe and effective, you know? Yeah. Yeah. It's BS. But again, you know, I agree with people in chat. Many of the people that are saying, look, it's, you know, it's going to happen again. But I think if this is too big, then they're going to have to resort to plan B, whatever that might be, or plan C. And I do think down the line, they're going to try to not seat him. And I don't know whether you saw this going along with the violence, the threat of violence. How many times in our past, Kirk, have we seen, and this is on Gateway Pundit, Eric the Tech, I think it's like the second or third story in, how many times have we seen exercises at the Capitol a week before Election Day, or the cyber attack symposium on Election Day running from the 5th through, I think, the 8th in Washington, D.C., addressing cyber attacks of our infrastructure and the election, which the election is part of that. How many times have we ever seen anything like this?
I mean, 6 times or 7 times that I can think of? You know, the coincidental... You know, war gaming activities that happen on the exact apex, you know, of history turning events.
Yep. Yeah.
They do it all the time. It's their playbook. You know, the problem with these folks are they're really not very creative. I mean, they keep running the same record and the same tape over and over again. The jargon changes a little, the faces change, but it's the same stupid playbook. And I mean, even an eighth grader has a certain amount of pattern recognition, I would hope, I would think, to where they can look at these things and say, you know, this is starting to look and feel like it did last time when this happened, and it's the same terms and the same. The problem is, you know, I have a dictionary from the early 1800s. The thing is this thick. It's this big and this thick, and you would think, oh, the lettering must be huge, but it's not. It's like 8-point font. It's this thick. And you look at the new Webster Collegiate Dictionary, and it's this thick.
That's right.
And people can't think beyond their vocabulary. So if they haven't studied history and they haven't studied how people feel about history, which is the philosophy, then how in the world can they possibly make any kind of judgment call about anything? Anything.
Exactly. You know, and to your point about the dictionary, Rob Pugh from the editor of Wisconsin Christian News gifted me that dictionary that you're referencing.
Right.
And just to go through that dictionary and look at the words, look at what has happened to the English language. It's just absolutely incredible. And the change of definitions, it's a deliberate assault on our language and our culture, to be precise. So, yep. Man, 100%.
Yep. And you'd have to be really unschooled not to see it.
The
problem is, I guess most people are unschooled.
Which is by design, and that's why, you know, the left is so up in arms about, hey, we've got to really get rid of the Department of Education, which I think that would be a good thing if we did that, because that's nothing but an indoctrination department, the Department of Indoctrination. So, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if I have a book of bullshit and I school you on it for 10 years and then give you a test on the book of bullshit and you answer all the questions correctly, does that make you smart?
No,
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
Well,
a lot of it is bullshit. You know, unfortunately, even the science tenets, a lot of it's bullshit.
Yeah, right. And you
designed
would know,
to draw
too.
People away from God, away from the Bible, and away from salvation through Christ. That's the main mechanism, you know, and to keep you trapped in what we feel, you know, is the world. Because if you can keep them trapped and they don't realize that they're trapped and they don't realize there's other places to be, then you don't feel like you're in a prison. It's basic psychology.
Right.
Basic panopticon.
Man, you are right on the money, folks. In case you're wondering who that handsome dude is on the screen there, that is Kirk Finney. And his website is water-revolution.com. You can get to it through our website. Creator of one of the finest water systems on the planet, in my view. Folks, it makes water I don't know what it does to water, but I'll tell you something. It's a different kind of water. And you might say, oh, come on, man. You know, no, this is like the best. So I really appreciate him. Plus, he has got like a PhD in current events. I mean, just to speak with him is an education. And I'm so delighted he's with me right now. Again, Kirk Finney. So, Kirk, there is something I want to show you. This is Eric the Tech. This is cut five. This is about a minute 48 seconds long. And I was watching this, and I just wanted to throw this into the mix of the program cuts. This is Mike Davis talking about what this election comes down to. It comes down to President Trump going back to the White House or going to Rikers Island. And I want people to really listen to all of this. And then, Kirk, your comments after the after this video. And this is video number five, Hagman PI show notes, HagmanPI.com. Click on the obviously click on the today's episode title, and you'll see all of the sources we use. But cut five.
I would say this: this election is going to come down to this. Do you want President Trump going back to the White House, or do you want him to go to Rikers Island? Because that's what's going to happen if President.
Tell
Trump,
me about that. What do you mean? Is that why is that the choice?
That's the New York case. Remember that sentencing in front of that Democrats. Manhattan judge here, Juan Merchan, is November 26th. If President Trump loses this election, he goes to Rikers Island. And guess what happens if Kamala Harris goes to the White House? She packs the Supreme Court with left-wing radicals, and there goes our God-given rights to speak, to worship, to associate, to protect ourselves. Everything is on the line on November 5th. And people need to understand that when they're thinking about voting this election.
You and Boris and McGinley have been working this for a while. Do you feel good about where we stand on the legal side to secure President Trump's victory as you see it right now?
Very much so. I have done election integrity for five election cycles in Colorado when they went to all-mail ballots. I know the tricks the Democrats use to rig and steal elections. And like I said, we're never going to be as good as Mark Elias. But we are so much better prepared in 2024 than we were in 2020 because President Trump understood that he needed to invest in lawyers. And so did RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, and they have done that. We have a really good team at the RNC. We have a really good team at the Trump campaign. They're working hand in glove. The Article 3 Project is out there providing the political cover. If judges and lawyers and election officials follow the law, we're going to have your back. If you don't follow the law, we're going to come after you. I would say that.
Kirk Finney, your thoughts on that? There was a lot to unpack in that clip, but you know, if you can highlight or hit the basics, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the crux is what he said, you know, the law and the courts, you know, in that scenario. And I have no faith whatsoever that they're going to even entertain making rulings, let alone rule in our favor, you know, if there's some kind of a contest. I just don't know. I think he probably has to win by a fairly strong margin and maybe even take the popular vote for there to be a true mandate where they'll, you know, back off and go to step two, which is just create all this kind of, you know, undermining resistance like what we saw, you know, in 2016. And I don't know that a lot of that is going to work this time. And I think Trump may actually go on the offense, you know, once he takes office. If he does take office, he's certainly going to, you know, create better folks with him, I think, this time than last time. There's going to be a little more time taken, you know, to evaluate who goes into those positions. And I think you may see, you know, a true roll-up of these traitors and criminals, and that's what they are. And I would throw a lot of these news folks and journalists into that bucket. I mean, to me, you know, there's a certain amount of fiduciary responsibility with getting up in front of a microphone and talking about things as if they were facts. And when you have a position, you know, of like you said, being an influencer, you know, for many others, I think if you get up there and you intentionally lie, masquerade, or hide the facts, I think you should be held accountable for that. And I think this time around, I think they will. And, you know, notice the slime factor in that Bannon interview, you know, today, that it, not interview, what does he call it? News program, what's the word for it? When he gets out and speaks and all the news people are there, there wasn't that many, but there was 30 or 40. And a lot of them were just sheer nasty and lying the way they frame things, disrespectful. I think they should be held accountable for that.
They're not journalists. They're communist advocates advocating communism. You know,
and people don't understand what the plan. You know, the trouble is most Americans have no idea how evil these people are, and whether they're taking evil actions because of faith or stupidity. It really doesn't matter. Evil is evil, and it needs to be put down one way, and that's it.
And the only look, if this doesn't work, I think we're 7 days away from knowing the direction. I think at least 7 days away from knowing the direction of the country. It could be longer. Who knows? But once that is known, I see dark days ahead for our country, regardless of the winner of the presidency. Or declared winner. But I think you're correct. I think the media is going to have a lot. It has already done so much damage. The media has done an incredible amount of damage already. And I think it's, thank you for pointing that out. And, the Steve Bannon press conference, we do have it queued up, or it queued up for like the first minute. And I think Steve had really said a lot of things. And folks, if you haven't seen that, it'll be at HagmanPI.com in the link. Look, I'm going to take just top of the hour break. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about getallofthenumber1.com. Folks, we've partnered with GundryMD to share this information with you. You've heard me talk about this in the past. You've heard me talk about this before. Inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet. It's olive oil, but you have to understand that there's a difference between olive oils, different kinds. Now, Dr. Gundry has who, by the way, you've seen on places like Real America's Voice, RAV, and other conservative outlets and other outlets as well. But he's a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate. And he says, look, you should consume as much quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible. You should get as much into your diet, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or just having it there, cooking with it, whatever. Just get it into you. But what kind of olive oil is the best for your health? Any olive oil can give some benefits, but if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. And knowing this, Dr. Gundry had created this great video, because you could take a few tablespoons or teaspoons, not tablespoons, a week of like one brand of olive oil, and then because it's that powerful versus the other brands. In an effort to really sort out the good from the bad, Dr. Gundry has decided to take a stand, release his personal research and findings. The video that you're watching, and as well as it's in this, linked in this video, please click on this and watch it. It's gone viral since its release, and it's important for you to see that it can start benefiting you immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getallofthenumber1hagman.com, two ends on Hagman, or by simply clicking in the link below in the description box. That's getallofthenumber1.com/Hagman, or just click the box, the description link in the description box below. Yeah, I can talk. My guest again is Kirk Finney, water-revolution.com. And we're going to be talking to about, because I'm going to ask you quite a couple of questions about your water system. But before, Eric the Tech, if you don't mind, this is video number 8. What we were saying earlier, too, about the media, the war of the media, the war of the left, this administration or regime, not administration, but the media really calling half of the population, at the very least, Nazis. They're going to go to the mat to stop President Trump from taking office. This is a minute 53. Kirk on the other side, if you have, I'd like to hear your comments about this. And folks, again, HagmanPI.com, and all of the sources and links are there. So video cut 8. This is Raheem Kassam.
they are fighting themselves over this fascism stuff. You're starting to see op-eds popping up in Newsweek and stuff saying, look, we can't do that. It's not working. It's not right. It's not fair. You can't label all Americans who support Donald Trump. And by the way, recent Americans who have come to Donald Trump, you know, either they came through RFK or maybe they came from, you know, Elon world or the, you know, Make America Healthy Again world, they're now being called fascists. These were people who 3-4 months ago the Democrats would have counted on their side and now feeling like they're being called fascists.
Well, Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat, Democratic congressman.
Right.
Robert Kennedy comes from the most storied family in modern Democratic politics. Elon Musk was a progressive and a Democrat for a long time,
yep.
Right? You're seeing this, but they will go to any length to stop President Trump. That's the reality. Am I wrong in that? Or you can see it right now?
Well,
when you hire Mark Elias and make a big deal about it, they're telling you they're going to the mattresses.
They already did. I mean, look at this summer. You know, I know we're going to focus on it more at 3 o'clock in the press conference, but you've been there. You've been the victim of them willing to do anything, right? President Trump, 2 assassination attempts, and let's face it, probably plenty more operating in the background. This is a direct result of their radicalization, of their base. That's what's been happening over the summer. Listen, what you say, the fascism, the Nazism, like all this stuff, is the primal scream of a dying regime, right?
Yes.
That's what we're living through right now. These last 6 days. And if that doesn't force every single red-blooded American to the polls to make sure your vote is counted.
Amen.
And to drag everyone else you know along with you to say, this cannot stand any further. You cannot have a governing party in this country that calls most of America Nazis. They are...
Well, Kirk, I think you covered it, but it's recovered. I mean, that's pretty much it, right? The left is really on the ropes, but they're going to go full speed to do whatever they can to stop President Trump and really stop us.
Does it really matter who the captain, you know, of the Titanic is? You know, we know it's going down. People are getting in their lifeboats. You know, we're getting supplies ready. I mean, does it really make a difference? The answer is yes, because, you know, it's like Matt Bracken always says, you know, anybody familiar with that movie with Denzel Washington, you know, Flight, you know, I would rather have a drunk, disabled pilot trying to land the dying plane, you know, in a field than I would, you know, somebody intent on slamming the plane into the side of a mountain. If I'm on the plane, I'd rather have a chance. I'd rather drink, you know, the light poison rather than the cyanide and see if we can climb out of this thing. And I think it's possible to do. I don't think it's going to happen without conflict and without a whole lot of pain. And let's face it, Americans are not used to that pain. I mean,
man,
you know,
you're right.
They're just not. And they're not designed to have the self-responsibility and correct attitude, and in many cases, the faith to see themselves through it, because we've been dumbed down. And a lot of this has to do, you know, with the psychology that's put out through the education system, through the media, through the gaming community. I mean, my sons are expert gamers. I mean, expert. One of my sons was number 8 in the world in one of the big trading card companies, and runs a very, very successful business as a result of it. And he's only 25, I think. And the thing of it is that, but when you go to these events and you look at the crowd, you know, the people, the hundreds of kids that come through, I mean, God help us. And this is kind of the situation that we're in. So you've got that group, and then you've got the group in the colleges, right, the higher colleges, and we know what they think and how they think. So I was watching, and this, you know, the audience is going to like this, not like this. I'm not a big cartoon watcher, but Eric has a clip. It's only 1 minute long. It's from a recent, you know, recent, the last couple of years, South Park episode that I think everybody should see. It was very, very funny. But this one segment here really drives a point home. And, you know, because Kyle, you know, one of the kids, you know, in the show, the main kid, is gone to a personal branding center, like a learning center, where they help this small child develop a personal brand so he can feel better. Have you ever seen this, Doug?
I haven't, and
can you,
I'm anxiously
can you play that?
Waiting for this.
Can Eric play it?
Yeah, Eric, go ahead. Eric, we have no volume on that, brother.
Listen.
So let's see. How about this? Kyle, wealthy, handsome, multi-talented, Grammy Award-winning victim. Oh, that's what that one's taken already. Sorry, hold on. I think we've put together some great ideas for your brand. I understand you want people to like you more and think you're cool. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see how this brand works for you. We got Kyle, rugged, vegan, compassionate victim.
I don't think that's really me.
Well, that's fine, because there's a lot of different brands people are attracted to. How about this one? Kyle, sensitive, outdoorsy, frugal victim.
I'm not that outdoorsy.
Okay, well, remember there, Kyle, it's not so much about who you are as much as it is about what people are attracted to, okay? So let's see. How about this? Kyle, wealthy, handsome, multi-talented, Grammy Award-winning victim. Oh, that's what that one's taken already. Sorry, hold on. Just a minute, Kyle. We're going to find a good one here for you.
You'll see, Kyle. When you have your brand up and running, no one can stop you.
Oh, folks,
so,
did you get that?
They're training our children to be victims.
Right.
An early age. And we see this permeate through all of society. And they don't have the tools that they need to succeed. They don't understand basic mechanics or how any of that works. And they're totally dependent on others. I mean, even the driving the kids around, you know, to the multiple events, you know, the sports events, the 8 times a week. I mean, kids can't even use a map. They don't know how to navigate in their own community. We grew up on bicycles and walking, so we understood where everything was, where to go, where not to go. There's kids that get to be 14 and 15 that don't even have a grasp of that in their own area, you know, until they start driving. It's just a shame. And we've got to take action now before this gets beyond the point, you know, of no return, which I think we're closely going to get to.
You know, I was surprised. Eric, the tech, was in the studio today to hammer out some of the stuff I messed up last night. And we were talking about the popularity of certain broadcasts and podcasts and why some are attracted to a certain broadcast. And he said, look, there's a generational aspect to this. And I'm thinking to myself, shouldn't the popularity go to, shouldn't broadcast, well, let me carefully say this, shouldn't it be the life experience? I mean, life experience counts for a lot. Knowing how to look at and read a paper map or an atlas, for crying out loud. As you pointed out, some young people have never done that. They don't know how, believe it or not, or write in cursive. Or they've never experienced, you know, loss or any kind of meaningful experience, but yet they're very popular on the with the younger crowd. Now, I'm not saying all of them, but I'm just saying some of them. So we had this discussion, and you know, it just seems to me like the I don't know. There's a lesson in there somewhere, and you know, but what you said is extremely important. There's just to me, I just think the younger people are being mistreated by not being shown the ropes.
Yes,
being shown how to change a tire, being shown. I mean, I can't believe some of the TikTok videos you see out there. The stupidity level of and victimhood, like you pointed out, professional victims.
Yep.
Man, just crazy.
Not good. It's not good.
No.
And you know, they're just not going to know what to do, you know, when this stuff hits the fan. And it's going to be problematic, because I think, you know, you asked me before, you know, what do I think is going to happen? And, you know, what I think is going to happen is that, you know, people turn into animals, you know, 3 days after they don't have access to food. And I think the best way for, you know, the communists and the control group to get to where they want to be is to push out that type of scenario, because then we'll do it amongst ourselves. They won't have to really get involved. They can just stand back and watch, or, you know, hide in their elaborate bunker. You know, I think ultimately that's the plan. You know, whether that happens now or it happens 5 years from now, I think we're going to see that type of scenario, you know, no question about it. Because everything they've done and everything they've pushed has created the environment for that to happen. So it's just a question of which match, you know, makes the dry forest catch, because we do have a dry forest. And yeah, you know, whether it's the economy, the health, you know, the new pandemic, you know, the resistance to Trump, the evil, you know, dictator, whatever story that they come out, and maybe all these things at once, and then you throw in a little cyber attack, and you know, everything goes to hell, you know, overnight.
I cannot shake the feeling that we are at this inflection point in time, this hinge moment in time right now, that our next steps are going to be extremely important, which is why I think we really have to be guided by God Almighty, and we better pray, and we better pray that we're on the right side, and we better hit our knees and ask for guidance before we act or before we do anything. I don't want to say a bad feeling, because my wife calls me a doomer. You know, she said, "Man, you're a doomer, not a boomer, but a doomer, but that too." We were talking right before the show, and I don't want to impose upon your time, but I think this is extremely important. I know that you were watching the war room and the coverage there as Steve Bannon left prison at 3 o'clock this morning. And by the way, how dare they? How dare this unelected? How dare they throw him in prison? It hurts my head to think that Navarro went to prison, Bannon went to prison, but he's back, and he's really going strong, or he's going to make a mark. I'll tell you that. But Dan Bongino said a few things about the media and about the current state of affairs. And this is a little salty, folks. But if you don't mind, if I can impose upon your time, Kirk, if we can listen to a little bit of Steve Bannon, this is starting about 4 minutes and some odd seconds in. I didn't send this to you, Eric, did I? Do you have it? You don't have it. Video 7. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go to, folks, you can go to Dan Bongino's broadcast. Let's go video 7. This is the first start, and I think, Kirk, you watched this. And if you want to point out any highlights, you know, by telling me 10, you know, 5-10 minutes later, because it was a long conference.
Sure.
But this starts with him at the mic. And if you want to prompt, if there's anything that you remember, if you want to prompt ahead, let me know. Just speak up. But folks, this is video 7, Steve Bannon out of prison. And he gives a fairly good initial overlay of things. So watch this, and we'll run this for about a minute 30. Go ahead.
And I think Raheem Kassam has just put it up. The first statement I think I made from Danbury was about 4 weeks ago, September 26th. I said, victory is at hand, that you could see the collapse of this kind of phony campaign by Kamala Harris, the politics of joy, right? And she had nothing to back it up whatsoever. And you could see the beginning in the polls start to come our way. I'm very proud that the war room has had President Trump's back, and it particularly has been the platform for the grassroots movement to have their voice heard. And I said at that time that with the hard work of the Get Out the Vote effort and the election integrity effort, that we were on the cusp of having an incredible, incredible victory that could actually be a potential landslide. Now we come to today, and I'm finally out of being a political prisoner by the Merrick Garland, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi regime. Okay, for standing up for my political beliefs against an illegitimate committee in the House that did not have a ranking member and did not have minority counsel. I went to a federal prison for 4 months. Now, Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris and Merrick Garland thought they were going to do two things. Number one, they were going to shut down the war room and not have that as a voice for the grassroots movement of MAGA in this country. And number two, break me. Well, I think you can see today I am far from broken. I've been empowered by my 4 months at Danbury Federal Prison. Why was I empowered? Because I was able to listen, to observe, and to learn from working class minorities, young African-American men and Hispanic men, and yes, Puerto Rican men, about what their lives are and what the queen of mass incarcerations, which is what they believe that Kamala Harris is. She refuses, and she has refused as border czar, to commence any mass deportations of illegal alien or illegal migrant criminals in this country. And today, President Trump with the angel moms actually had to say, we need to set up a form of restitution to reimburse these folks. Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, as the border czar, has refused to do that and continue on the mass incarcerations. Now, President Trump, and quite frankly, with the visionary leadership at the time of Jared Kushner, President Trump came up with the most significant prison reform bill ever created, the First Step Act. And today, 6 years after, and 4 years into the Biden regime, of which Biden in 2020 promised and committed to dramatically decrease the number of incarcerations in federal prisons, and nothing has been done. Nothing has been done. You know, this is criminal negligence by the highest, at the highest levels of BOP, Bureau of Prisons, and the Justice Department. You have particularly minorities, African Americans and Hispanic men and their families being broken, rotting in federal prisons, when the First Step Act is very clear of what's supposed to happen, and all they do is get spun and spun and spun. The system is broken. Bureau of Prisons is broken.
There you go. That's out of the gate, Steve Bannon. Your thoughts on that? I mean, because the very people that are impacted by this are the Latinos, or the Hispanics, the really minorities, but blacks. I mean, they're the ones that they're suffering behind bars because of Harris herself, as well as the whole regime. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the whole thing is upside down. I mean, that First Step Act was one of the most amazing things that Donald Trump did, you know, when in office. And it was all about evaluating these nonviolent criminals, getting them out of the system early. Most of them are in there for drugs, nonviolent crime. It's bull crap. You know, it's indentured slavery. I mean, the prison system makes a fortune on the labor of a lot of these inmates, and it's become a business, you know, just like it did when they brought slaves over in the ships when the country was first formed. It's the same thing, just done in a different box, you know, and it makes me sick. And you know, the law was signed to allow these people, when they could, when it was beneficial for them and for society, to get out early, and they haven't acted on any of it. And he's absolutely right. The reason they haven't done it is because it would give due credit back to Trump. What a selfish thing. And this is just one of many. You know, he instituted the, you know, the enhanced, you know, drilling for energy. They shut that down, right? They reopened up, you know, the closed, you know, Russian a pipeline before they blew it up, you know, when it was beneficial to them. Then they stopped the drilling right in Alaska and in the north, that pipeline. It's just insane. I mean, these people are in it to destroy this country. And, you know, I don't care what you call it. I mean, they are absolutely enemies and traitors of the U.S. And to hear Raskin or any of these people, Kamala, talk about the Constitution literally makes me want to puke. These people have no reference for the Constitution, no understanding, I don't think, of the basic tenets of the Constitution. They see the Constitution as a block to them instituting the government by the World Organization and by the UN. They want to replace the US Constitution with the UN Charter. And everything they've done for the last 40 years has lent itself to that end. And we will see that happen under a Kamala administration. They'll water down the Congress. They'll institute the two extra states they want to do. They'll upset that. They'll add more Supreme Court justices and completely destroy any chance that we have of preserving America the way that we know it. And you people out there, I'm not talking to our audience, I'm talking to those other people that aren't on the line tonight. You people have no understanding of history and the playbook, the color revolution that's being executed right now before our very eyes, and will not see, because you probably have no spiritual discernment, God help you, to see what's taking place here. And it's going to get ugly. The first people that they kill when they get into power, true power, is going to be you people, because you're useless. You know, at least we have a chance to live in some kind of slavery, because they need our skills and talents to keep everything moving. You know, we get to be the District 13 and District 9 people, you know, from the Hunger Games. You other people are just going to be killed because you have no use. And they're going to see you as competition, just like there's factions competing right now for control, you know, inside that Democratic Party, and have been since the dawn of age and, you know, dawn of time. And we have to take appropriate action, whatever that might be. And we have to be willing to change and adapt, you know, as we go along.
100%. I mean, I could not have said that any better. And I echo your sentiments too on the First Step Act, the major criminal justice reform bill that went through and was passed. It was amazing because of the people that, for once, a bill did what it was supposed to do. So, but yet it was turned against, or really not even used, in favor of Bannon, as well as many, many other people who are still sitting in prison.
That's
but
right.
Again, this is the Harris regime that you're talking about, that we're talking about.
She's incarcerated many people that don't deserve to be. She's let out people that shouldn't have been, right?
Yeah.
They let how many, 30 million, 20 million in the last, just in the last administration, come into the country. Many of them are known criminals. Most of them, or many more of them, are suspected criminals. We already know that a lot of them are military age males that seem to us, having viewed it with some experience in the military, that we can see and know these things, the way they stand, the way they carry themselves. I mean, it's a dangerous, dangerous situation. And anybody that believes that's an accident, or worse yet, believes that it's to help, you know, afraid refugees, are stupid, because that's not the purpose of it. It's to be an army to work against all of us to, again, bring the UN Charter in to replace the U.S. Constitution and all of those powers and things that that will allow.
You know, yesterday, I think a lot of people were surprised, judging by the response I got in the show notes yesterday. I had played a clip. Let's see here. Eric, the tech, played a clip about illegal Ukrainians in America. Let's see here. Receiving SSI benefits. Video 4 from yesterday. Did you see this? Do you know about this, Kirk?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Folks, please, humor me. Just Eric the Tech, if you can go to yesterday's show notes, video 4. Harris regime has made it legal for Ukrainian immigrants to get SSI checks. That's the title of the clip. But this is actually a news report. The allegations were said to be false initially. This news organization came in, drilled down to get the facts, found it to be true, and then reported on it. And a lot of people, I mean, this is not being reported on, but this is theft from the American people to people who don't deserve our help. And folks, if you think about this, Eric Tech, you okay with that? Okay, you want to go ahead and run that cut 4 from yesterday.
1 year after the start of Russia's invasion, thousands of Ukrainians are temporarily living in the U.S.
There are some viral videos claiming Ukrainians are receiving benefits like Social Security while they're living here.
So Jerry Carnes with our Verify team is digging into the claim.
President Joe Biden is committed to welcoming 100,000 Ukrainians who fled the war there to find their way here to the United States. There are viral videos like this one questioning that commitment.
President Biden has made it legal for Ukrainian immigrants to to get SSI checks.
Our viewers asked us to verify if Ukrainians here in the United States are receiving benefits like Social Security. Let's check. Our sources are the Social Security Administration, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, the Uniting for Ukraine program, and immigration lawyer Charles Cook. According to Cook, there are three ways Ukrainians can legally seek refuge here. One is through the Uniting for Ukraine program. Those who qualify can stay in the U.S. for up to 2 years as humanitarian parolees and receive some benefits.
They're eligible for food stamps. They're eligible for Supplemental Social Security, SSI. They're eligible for insurance, Medicare.
The Social Security Administration says that certain Ukrainians in the U.S. may be eligible for SSI benefits. The Office of Refugee Resettlement confirms humanitarian parolees may also be eligible for assistance through existing programs, like the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, health care through Medicaid, and food through SNAP.
No, they're not lifetime on the taxpayer dole. This is basically helping refugees who couldn't help themselves.
So we can verify it's true. Some Ukrainians who have arrived in the United States since Russia's invasion of their country may apply and could qualify for benefits like Supplemental Social Security for a limited amount of time.
Wow. There it is. Folks, thank you for humoring me on this. Kirk, I mean, that none of this is right. None of this is okay. And yet people are believing it to be okay. Some people on the left, anyway. Your thoughts on that? I mean, it's ridiculous to me.
I understood that we were footing the bill for all of Ukraine, including all of their politicians, all of their infrastructure, and have been for more than a year and a half at this point. So
that is true.
If you're Ukrainian, I think we're covering your expenses and have been since day one. And, you know, obviously that's been decreasing, you know, for those that are still there because they're pushing them out, you know, into the war front to the tune of 500,000 plus people, right, which is also insane. The whole thing is insane. I mean, how anybody can look at this situation, military or not, and think that it's somehow justified is an absolute idiot. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. None. There was no reason to fight this war. There was no reason to push and antagonize Putin to the point where he had to do what he did. I mean, the whole thing is insane. And anybody that understands that it isn't, hasn't studied history, doesn't understand that area of the world, doesn't understand the last 50 or 60 years, doesn't understand the millions and millions and millions and millions of Russians that have been lost in these wars, which have all come through that Ukrainian area, which was why they were adamant that they didn't want that area to be part of NATO or taken over with any suspected enemy. I mean, it's just right. Common sense. It would be like, you know, the enemy, you know, taking place, you know, in Cuba, you know, getting ready to fortify and then going to Florida. I mean, it'd be the same thing or in the Baja Peninsula, you know, for California. It's the same exact scenario. And we've never been attacked here like that on our soil that way, anywhere near the way that the Russians were. So, you know, Kennedy always said, right? I mean, you've got to be able to anticipate what your enemy is thinking and what they want, if you can ever come to a peaceful solution. Anybody that hasn't seen Amaryllis Fox Kennedy's interview with Tucker that took place last week needs to watch that, because that is a absolute, and that's of course on X on Tucker's channel. Phenomenal, phenomenal interview, real insight. I mean, I don't know how any intelligent woman, educated woman could watch that and still think that, you know, voting for the current establishment is the way to go. I mean, we haven't even talked about what's happening. I mean, the coalition, right? Kennedy, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, the list goes on and on, right? Musk.
Brilliant is that?
Who I'm no personal fan of, but nonetheless, right. I mean, he was certainly a left-leaning Democrat, now has come on board fully with Musk, maybe for no other reason other than the fact that he realizes that this other side is so stupid that they're going to screw up all of his business that he's done, even if he doesn't align, spiritually with Trump. He doesn't want to be destroyed or see his business destroyed, because he definitely is a builder creator. I mean, yes, he took assets from other businesses and just to some degree claimed them in his own, but the guy is a good manager. He knows what he's doing. He's fiscally responsible, right? If nothing else, and he'll bring that into the new government if the Trump team is elected.
100%. And I think your observations are right on the money. And the coalition that was built, or that President Trump has built, and I think a lot of things. Look, I'm no fan of RFK Jr.'s politics,
right?
But I think he can do a lot of good for the healthcare system. And Musk, like you said, okay, he's got some talents. He's got some places where he can really propel. And this, I find it really interesting too, how the left has turned. You know, you can see video after video of President Trump being greeted warmly by people on The View and so many of these other programs now antagonistic to him, as you can even hear, see the same thing with Elon Musk. So there's a lot of things going on. And I have to say this, and then I want to ask you some questions about your offerings on your water systems, because it's so important to me. But I have to say this, and I think you're like in tune with everything as well. You know, when I look at the celebrity endorsements of Harris and of Walz, I think of the P. Diddy list, the Epstein-like list of P. Diddy people. I'm seeing this odd thing take place, kind of like a black. To me, it's almost, they almost look like hostages, some of them, when they endorse Harris. Your thoughts on that? Do you think there's any, based on your information, do you think there's any merit to that, perhaps?
I think 100%. I don't think that these, you know, performers get to be in those positions without them becoming a tool of the control establishment. And I think the way that mechanism is done is through these, I don't know, what do they call it? Twerk parties or something. I don't know. He's got some special word that Diddy used, but it's basically the same thing. I mean, they get you into his compromising situation. They get you on videotape and they say, look, do what we say, do what we want. Or we're going to, you know, roll this out and your life is going to be ruined. And, you know, people fall for it and they go with it. I mean, you would think, unless it's like, you know, we suspect with Walz, unless it's that dramatic, you would think we live in a society where people can, to some degree, separate, you know, intermittent sexual acts from reality. I mean, anybody that bonds all that stuff together 100% is also an idiot, because every one of us is born a sinner. We all have needs and drives, and all of us are can be stupid, especially after, you know, many drinks or whatever. And these things can happen. I think the public, to a great degree, now I don't know what they're into. I mean, I've certainly heard stories. I mean, it could be absolutely terrible. It could be horrific. It could be truly satanic. And in that case, there's probably no coming back. But I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, I just do not understand. It must be people that truly believe that there is no judgment, there is no God. They're not going to have to answer, you know, for what they do. And anybody that thinks that is also a fool and an idiot and hasn't studied history and has no discernment, you know, whatsoever. People are free to live their own life and decide and do whatever they want. But, you know, I'm also free, you know, to say that if you feel that way and swing that way, you're just not aware. And you haven't taken the time, again, to do the study and the research to put it all together, because it's all in the Bible. Everything in the Bible is true. Everything in the Bible is defeating, you know, toward man, brings out the worst in all of us. I mean, the Bible is full of great stories, right? That say, look, here's a situation. This is what these people did. This is what happened. Yeah. Here's another situation. This is what these people did. This is what happened. And, you know, and all of it's true. I mean, it just lines up 100%. And anybody that doesn't believe that is foolish. And the problem is that we have an education system, especially the scientism, which is what I call it, that's trained us from birth to believe in certain tenets, which are absolutely unfounded and not true. And 99% of the people believe it. And you know, it's joked about, it's laughed about online. There's all kinds of stories. This is a chapter for another day. But I'm just saying that when you look at man and you look at your relationships and you look at what happens and you look at other people and you get to a certain age, why do they want to kill people early? Because even the dumbest of us get a lot smarter as we get older, it will become more and more, more and more difficult to control, right? So, you know, if you can get rid of them by the time they're 65 or 75, that's a good thing because they haven't really woken up yet, or they get to a certain age. I mean, I have a shirt that says grumpy old vet, you know, I do whatever I want. And you know, that's what happens, you know, and I know, Doug, you're exactly the same way. I mean, Kathy, we go out somewhere, something bad goes down, and she just starts to cringe because she knows how I'm going to respond. And, you know, all of these things as an instance to not only speak my mind, but to educate everybody around me about what's going on and how it's happening. And most of them get pissed off because people don't like to be called out, you know, on their ideas. But this is what needs to happen for people to wake up. And, you know, if any message at all out of today, it's wake up, you know, do the study work, understand why we feel the way that we do. This isn't just an opinion. This is based on a lifetime of experience and what we've seen, you know, happen. And you have to learn. I mean, much better to learn from other people's experiences than your own, you know, for sure.
And there is, so, look, I've raised kids, obviously. I've got to be, you know, it's difficult, I think, at times to, you want to help them. You want to save them from themselves. And sometimes you just can't. And they have to learn the lessons the hard way. And I think people that don't acknowledge that, the fact that, look, you know, we're trying to save you some grief here. And those who refuse to hear or listen are refusing, you know, our help. And there's really, at that point, I don't think there's anything you can do for those people.
No.
You know, so, okay, I want to touch on this. How in the world did you get me drinking water, for crying out loud? You've got the best water systems in the world.
It's real simple. I mean, you know, I grew up on Long Island, and, yeah, you know, we were taught from an early age that, you know, the fluoridated water in Brooklyn was great because it made great bagels. And my dad was a dentist, and, you know, the fluoride was good for your teeth and it prevented cavities, all of which is horseshit. I mean, you know, all fluorosilicic acid is a poison, you know, over time and distance, and it actually dumbs down your brain and makes you more susceptible, you know, to psychological programming, you know.
That's right.
All this stuff ties together. But, you know, we learned basically that water was either clean or it wasn't. And, you know, we needed to have clean water. There were chemicals in the water, chlorine, other things that weren't good for us. You know, obviously bacteria. You know, some water is flat out, you know, not potable, and we shouldn't drink it, you know, because we can get sick and, you know, develop waterborne diseases, which turn into intestinal infections, which make you die through dehydration, and tuberculosis, cholera, all these things set in. And, you know, we're afraid of that. So we want clean water, but we think that the chemicals in the water will keep it clean because that's how we were raised. And then we learned, you know, in the 80s that we had to get rid of the chlorine because that too ultimately is a poison. Now they have the chloramines, which is an ammonia-derived disinfectant mechanism. And, oh, yes, the heavy metals. We have the runoff from the manufacturing. You know, we have the PFAS, you know, the Teflon, all of these things which are dangerous and, you know, will kill you over time. And not only that, but we all have lifestyles, right, many of us, especially on this line. We like our foods. We like our cheeses. We like our fats. We like our meats. Some of us may smoke once in a while. We like our liquor, all these things, right? Water is what's going to flush that stuff out of the body. And if you're drinking dead, lifeless, non-energetic water that comes out of your tap, and you don't have access to a clean, healthy, you know, fast-moving spring, right, or a stream, which almost none of us do, right, what happens is the water doesn't possess the energy that's akin to what the body needs for optimal performance. Yes, it'll prevent you from dying from dehydration, but it will also help you retain poisons, toxins, other things that are in the water. So to me, water has always been a twofold thing. You know, there's a cleanliness aspect to it, right, which we have down at Water Revolution. There's also a healthy energetic energy aspect to it, which we achieved through our antioxidant-like media that we developed back in 2010, which creates not only a vibrancy in the water, but also allows the water to carry a very slight negative electrical charge, which is what you experience in a fast-moving stream or a deep spring. So, you know, taking that kind of water into the body lets it achieve the kind of flushing and detoxifying effect that every one of us need to have, not to mention the fact that the body at the end of the day and the beginning of the day is the battery. And if you don't have the right kind of water with the right kind of mineral balance, the battery is not going to operate properly. And that's when a lot of these diseases, these age diseases kick in. And all of us have these things happen. I mean, all of us are getting older. We can't do anything about it. At 64, I can tell you, I can count the times on half a hand that I've ever been sick. I've been on this water now for close to 20 years. It's a phenomenal thing. Now, a lot of people have been exposed to the alkaline water, you know, through the electronic countertop devices called a water ionizer, which is an electrolysis chamber, and it forces that separation between the alkaline and the acidic water streams. And, you know, the good ones range in price from $2,500 all the way up to $5,000. And it's another appliance that has to sit on the counter. And the fact of the matter is our system, which is completely non-electric, our AlkaPurity system, which is on sale this week, it's 20% off. You have to use code VOTE24.
There you go.
If you use code VOTE24 at the Water Revolution store, you can get our best-selling AlkaPurity line, and there's many different choices there. There's the AlkaPurity HD, which is the residential model. We're upgrading the Hagman office to that model here in the next week, and they'll be able to tell you firsthand. The system they have now is not this system. This is our best-selling seven-component system that creates the strongest, most energetic, most purified water that we make available through our equipment. And there's many different models. Now, for 99% of the people, the basic HD model is just fine. We also have an upgraded one with our new Helix Energizer, our passive structuring water unit, which kicks up the notch on the microclustering and makes it even more bioavailable. But you don't need to start out with that. You can add that later. And then we have like a UV model for people that live across the street. They have well water. There's a dairy farm across the street. They've already been told by the town that there's bacteria in their water. They may have to use some kind of a chlorine flushing system. For those kind of people, you definitely want to get the UV model. That's going to become even less expensive than it is now because we have a new technology in that regard that we're bringing on. And then we have commercial models, several different levels. Many of our natural health doctors use those models in their practice to actually dispense our water. We've never done any marketing online. Everything we've ever done for the last 16 years has been vis-a-vis word of mouth, mostly through our natural doctors. We had a few of them, you know, we wanted to bring on tonight to speak, but the timing is such that one of them I know is making patient runs at the hospital. The other one was out at a basketball game, you know, with his son. But hopefully next time we do this, we can have some. I only learned that I was going to come on the show, I think, this morning. So I didn't have a whole lot of time to prep. But next time we do this, we'll get some testimonials in there. We'll get some doctors to talk about what they see, you know, in their practice. And some of them have been with us over 10 years. And not only have a machine in their practice, they have one at home, they have one in their second home, they have one in their kids' homes, their daughters get homes, they buy them equipment. I had a lady today order four pieces of equipment like the one that she has home that she's going to give out as Christmas presents. So we've been doing this a long time. And the biggest thing that we're known for, yes, our technology is great, our value is great, but we give customer service like none other. We treat our clients like family. We're there as you grow. A lot of people move. You know, they start out with an antioxidant drinking water system, then they move to one of the whole house systems, then they buy a new house and they put a system in there. We do installations here locally in the Carolinas and also Southern Virginia. We don't venture much out from that. We have some big commercial installations that we've done. Of course, we can travel further for those, but most of our systems are installed by the homeowner with us holding your hand and walking you through it. So it's a great system. Alkaline antioxidant energized water from your tap. All of our models are non-electric other than the UV ultraviolet models. And that's a simple, you know, clock radio adapter, you know, type plug-in. But everything else is non-electric. We have pump systems that are also non-electric. They use the flush water to create the pressure, you know, in the system. So they're just great. I mean, I can't say enough about it. And the people that try it love it. And we have a big sale going on right now. We do a cartridge sale twice a year when the clocks change back and forth, which is happening right now. So it's 20% off all replacement cartridges. That includes our cartridges for our ReadyPure emergency gravity-fed unit, which you can see on the website. That's $100 off for all the Hagman listeners. And we've got a special going on the filters. So it's a good time to buy an extra set of filters. And then we've got a 20% discount on this larger home AlcaPurity HD system. And for that, you really, when you get into these under-counter systems, it's best to call us because we can help you decide. We're not going to sell you anything. We're just going to help you decide what configuration will work best for you based on your kitchen layout, and let you know, you know, with some photos that you'll send us, how easy or not, you know, an installation would be. 99% of the time, it's very simple. Once Eric puts this big system into your office, he'll be able to testify to that as well. So that's all I got. If anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out, give us a call. Can I give the phone number?
Oh, please do.
Okay, it's area code 336-525-1015, and that's Kirk and Kathy at Water Revolution, 336-525-1015. We created, developed, and manufacture every single system that we sell. We don't make plastic parts, but we do all the creation, all the assembly, and all the fulfillment right here from our center in North Carolina, and we're happy to help in any way we can.
I will say this. I have talked to many people, a couple of people, including the Freedom Doc, who many people in the chat know.
Sure.
The water, and I never forget him saying this. It's almost addictive, you know, the taste and the performance of the water, which you wouldn't expect. I mean, believe me, I didn't think so. But, man, it's great stuff. So, folks, take heed. And the water-revolution.com code VOTE24 gives you what, 20% off?
It gives you 20% off on the AlcaPurity HD.
Okay.
And any AlcaPurity system, including the commercial models, which is a huge savings. And then there's other offers on that cart, you know, on the Hagman cart as well.
Okay. But
one is the $100 off the Ready Pure. And there's some other ones. There's an inexpensive economy unit that we call the Hagman BioProtect, which is also a great place to start. And when you buy one of our models, if you decide to upgrade to another bottle, we give you a lot of credit for that first purchase, which is something no other company that you're ever going to work with does, because, you know, we depend, and our lifeblood is your, you know, your continuing business and your referrals.
Folks, take advantage of this. Take advantage of the sale right now. I cannot speak more highly about the systems they have. A great fan of the water purifier. I get Ready Pure. I guess purifier, is that the right word?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, the AlcaPurity is true 100% or near 100% purification quotient, you know, with the energized media. And then some of the less expensive models are 75-80%, filtration. Just depends on, you know, you pay a lot more for that extra unth of a percent. But any food that you buy in the store, if it's in a can, a bottle, or a box, it's made with dead, lifeless, fluoridated water. so
Think
you about never
that.
Get away from all of it, right? It's a mitigation issue.
Yes, exactly. Well, folks, take advantage of that, please. If you can, definitely do that. And you know, those people who are serious about their health and their water intake, and have the ability, boy, what a great Christmas gift that would be for anyone.
And it'll have more impact on your health than any other product you could get.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we only have about 6 minutes left, and I know that we've probably interrupted your normally scheduled bedtime.
Okay. I usually go to bed about 10. I get up about 4:30, but I'm excited now. I mean, you know, it's very exciting to be on this show with you and, you know, with Eric, and I always love it so much. You guys are just great.
Well, I'll tell you what, Eric the Tech has done a great job in putting everything together with what you see. And I want to publicly again thank him for doing this. And folks in the chat, thank you so very much for being
part of
this.
Oh, one thing. I forgot one thing.
Go ahead.
we also have this custom embroidered Hagman hat, which we give to everybody that orders, you know, one of the new pieces of equipment from us. This is a $35 value. One side says Hagman PI. The other says Shadow Band. And it's got the Hagman German Shepherd embroidered on the front. Hopefully everybody can see this. And this is a great Richardson 112, you know, hat. And it's great. It's just great. So it's a great way to, you know, show your, can I say, pride for Hagman? It's a great way to show your enthusiasm for Hagman Report, and will help you share the message.
You know, I've only seen pictures and, of course, seen it by way of video. But I'm going to have to definitely get me one of those. What a fantastic.
Eric actually laid this out and designed it. I think it came out great.
It's amazing. And you know, that speaks to our resolve to fight. And you know something, folks? Again, you know, people, my wife especially, says, boy, you're a doomer. I try to be a realist and try to, on balance, look at how things are going to play out. But we have a really rough, really important road ahead of us. And I hope everyone within that listens to this and watches this, I hope everyone realizes how important these times are. The only thing I can say, Kirk, is that I think really within the next 10 days, we're going to have at least a preliminary idea of how things are going to play out, whether it's going to be how things are going to play out, period. And then we're going to have to kind of rework our approach and our view to adjust to how things do play out. Any words of wisdom in the last 3 minutes? I'm going to give the last 3 minutes to you, sir, because you are the man. And folks, Kirk Finney, definitely give him a thumbs up and thanks for coming on with me on short notice, may I say. And that was me, but I'd so appreciate it. So I'll give you the last two and a half minutes here.
Well, you know, thanks so much. You know, it's great to be here with all of you. And, you know, now is the time to really get prepared, you know, more than ever before, you know, whether that means, you know, extra canned food, extra freeze dried food, maybe some equipment that you've been putting off that you really should get. You know, look at what's happened with the price of metals, you know, in the last month. It's been unbelievable. I mean, we started the month off, I think the spot on silver, it's gone up 50% in 30 days. Think about that. And, you know, of course, what that really represents is the value of our money has gone down 50%. So a dollar a month ago is now worth 50 cents. And they're claiming inflation at what, 6% a year or whatever the crazy number. That everything they're talking about is fallacy and lies. And you've got to dig deep to find the facts. But you know in your heart, you know, what the truth is. And, you know, we need to listen to our hearts because God will tell all of us, you know, what the next steps need to be. And we need to keep everybody, especially Doug and all the folks, you know, with the Hagman Report, you know, in our prayers. And that's my closing message.
My brother, I thank you so very much. Please give your lovely bride my thanks as well and my appreciation for not only for coming on tonight, but for everything you folks do for this country and for the movement for freedom and everything. We really appreciate what you do. And folks, Kirk Finney and his wife, his entire family really are just great people. And if I'm telling you, if there's any, I have no doubt they've got the best water system products on the planet. And I guarantee that these are great people. Kirk, thank you so much for hanging with me the entire show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Doug and Eric. Love you guys a lot. Appreciate you.
God bless you, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line here in the last minute or so that we've got, again, I want to thank you, but I'm going to ask you a favor, if you don't mind, and that is this. Please, in Pennsylvania, early voting is over. You're going to have to show up at the polls on voting day. Please do that. Hey, I'll meet you there if I'm not, you know, in cuffs and, you know, to duct tape to the wall. But the fact is we really need to make sure everything that moving forward that we're not, we don't have to resort to defending ourselves or something violent. You know, it's horrible to think about. And also do me a favor, spread the message of this program because we are shadow banned and we've been just stomped to death. Please share the link to this program as well as this channel and sign up for the Rumble chat. And I appreciate everyone in chat. God bless you folks. And thank you, Eric the Tech. I want to say that publicly because he has put so much effort and time into this. It's absolutely crazy. And folks, please keep your eye out for things that Well, look, keep your eyes open and head on a swivel, because there's a lot of things I believe that are going to be taking place. Check out the second story, third story on the Gateway Pundit tonight about the Capitol. Until tomorrow, God bless, folks.